The conclusion of the First Punic War was formalized by the Treaty of Lutatius in 241 BCE, bringing an end to a protracted and costly conflict between Rome and Carthage. The treaty imposed harsh terms on Carthage, reflecting Rome's decisive victory. Carthage was forced to cede control of Sicily to Rome, marking the island as Rome's first overseas province. Additionally, Carthage had to pay a substantial indemnity to Rome, which further weakened its economic and military capabilities. The Treaty of Lutatius had significant implications for both powers. For Rome, the acquisition of Sicily represented a major expansion of its territory and influence. It marked the beginning of Rome's transformation from a primarily land-based power into a burgeoning maritime empire. The experience gained during the war, particularly in naval operations, set the stage for Rome's future conquests and its dominance in the Mediterranean. For Carthage, the treaty was a severe blow. The loss of Sicily disrupted its trade networks and diminished its strategic presence in the Western Mediterranean. The financial reparations imposed by the treaty strained Carthage's economy, leading to internal unrest and contributing to the outbreak of the Mercenary War, also known as the Truceless War, a brutal conflict between Carthage and its own mercenary forces. The aftermath of the First Punic War also had broader geopolitical repercussions. The power vacuum left by Carthage's retreat from Sicily allowed Rome to expand its influence further, eventually leading to its control over Sardinia and Corsica. These territories, like Sicily, were crucial for Rome's strategic and economic interests, providing resources and bases for further expansion. In addition to territorial gains, the war's outcome had profound effects on Roman military and political development. The war necessitated significant innovations in shipbuilding, naval tactics, and logistics, which became integral to Rome's military prowess. Politically, the successful conclusion of the war enhanced the prestige of the Roman Senate and its leaders, bolstering their authority and laying the groundwork for future imperial ambitions. Conversely, Carthage's defeat fostered a sense of vulnerability and urgency. The loss prompted Carthaginian leaders to focus on rebuilding their military strength and economic stability. This period of recovery and reorganization set the stage for the rise of significant figures like Hamilcar Barca and, later, his son Hannibal, who would challenge Rome once again in the Second Punic War. In summary, the Treaty of Lutatius and the aftermath of the First Punic War had far-reaching consequences for both Rome and Carthage. The treaty solidified Rome's position as a dominant power in the Mediterranean, initiating its path towards empire. For Carthage, the war's end marked a period of decline and recovery, sowing the seeds for future conflicts. The legacy of the First Punic War thus shaped the geopolitical landscape of the ancient Mediterranean for decades to come.